Hi, this is Billy Taylor. Welcome to our show.
The Genius of Duke. Hal Jackson here, speaking to you on behalf of the Social Security Administration and this station. We're extremely proud to present this tribute to one of the giants of American music, Mr. Duke Ellington. With us today is Billy Taylor, one of the jazz scene's all-time great pianists and a regular conductor of the Duke Ellington Band, talking about and playing some of the Duke's all-time great hits. My wife Alice has a lady friend who's a widow. She had Alice ask me if she's entitled to anything from all of the money that her husband had paid into Social Security before he died. Well, I was able to give her some good advice that I'm going to pass along to you in just a minute. But I would like to say right now, if you have this sort of question, you just pick up the telephone, call your Social Security office. But now then, I have to introduce an old friend of mine and an older friend of Duke Ellington's, Billy Taylor.
I played for a long time at the Hickory House, and Duke Ellington used to come in and have steak and ice cream every now and then. And every time he'd come in, I'd try to remind him of some of the things that maybe the band wasn't currently playing. And at one point, the band really wasn't playing this next tune very often. It was one of my favorites, so I suggested very gently that the Duke include on his next set, Satin Doll.
Thank you.
Taylor's treatment of Satin Doll, a Duke Ellington standard. Now, about that advice that I have for widows. I'll tell you one thing about those people at Social Security. When you ask a question, you get an answer. No pussyfooting around. Like I asked them, how come some widows get 100% of their husband's Social Security benefits and some don't? And they explained to me, a widow who applies for monthly Social Security payments when she's 65 or older gets 100% of her husband's benefits if he never received reduced benefits. If she applies before she's 65, or if her husband was getting reduced payments when he died, her monthly payments will be at a reduced rate. It all sounds so simple when they explain it to you. And that's what the folks at Social Security want. They want you to ask questions if there's any part of Social Security you don't understand. And it's easy enough to do. Just call any Social Security office. They're listed in the phone book under Social Security Administration. Billy, what's the next Duke Ellington number you have up?
You know, I got a big charge out of Monologue, otherwise known as Pretty and the Wolf. It was first recorded in 1951, and it's a performance that audiences were always requesting the Duke to do. He sure knew how to do it. His charm, humor, and genial sophistication are all caught for posterity here.
Once upon a time, there came to the city a pretty little girl, a little country, but pretty. A little ragged, but a pretty little girl. There she met a man, city man, smooth, handsome, successful, cool, well-mannered type man. And since she was pretty, he saw fit to give her an audience. Oh, he talked to her for quite a while. Naturally, she wanted to get somewhere. He was already somewhere. He was standing on the corner, twirling his diamond-studded gold chain around his finger. And as he enumerated the various conditions and ways for her to get somewhere, you could hear her saying, "Yes, Daddy. Yes, Daddy. Yes, Daddy." And so agreed. They danced. Oh, they really danced. They gave it a mad whirl. The maddest. Their hearts danced. Well, they virtually spun each other around. And as they came out of their spin, or rather, as she came out of her spin, because I think he got caught in his. As a matter of fact, he's still in his spin. Obviously, he likes it. Because there she is, standing on the corner, twirling the diamond-studded gold chain around her finger. And as she enumerates the various conditions and ways for him to get somewhere, we can hear him saying, "Yes, baby. Yes, baby. Yes, baby."
Duke Ellington and his merry men with Pretty and the Wolf. If you ever need advice from Social Security, please remember to give them a call. They know more answers than you know questions. They're there to help you, no matter what your problems may be. Medicare, retirement, supplemental security income, survivor's benefits. These friendly folks know the answers. When you call, tell them that Hal Jackson sent you. Billy Taylor's got a dandy to close up shop.
Jam-a-Diddy was originally written for one of Duke's Carnegie Hall concerts, and it was subtitled Concerto for Four Jazz Horns. The horns you hear in this foreground, together and singly, are played by Taft Jordan, Lawrence Brown, Harry Carney, and Jimmy Hamilton.
Thank you.
Diddy, played by the Duke and his band at Carnegie Hall. Well, now, we've just got to leave for today, but never fear, for we will return.
Right, Hal. This is Billy Taylor saying we'll see you real soon. And remember, until next time, stay well and stay happy.
The Genius of Duke has been brought to you by the Social Security Administration and this station as a public service so that you may find out about your rights and benefits under Social Security. If you've enjoyed the show, please join us again next week on this station. Until then, this is Hal Jackson saying, when you think of the future, think of Social Security.
Thank you.